Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. This weekend's weather will not only be dangerously hot in eastern Montana, it's going to break some records. Billings was still around 70 degrees at 4 o'clock this morning. The Weather Service saying highs will soar to 106 Saturday on 110 on Sunday, cooling down to 100 degrees on Monday. Miles City forecast to reach 106 Saturday and 112 degrees on Sunday. Fire weather is also a concern with low humidity and winds compounding the heat problems. Montana DNRC reporting 75 fire starts in the past week, 11 yesterday alone, and not all of those are wildfires. Glasgow fire crews were called out yesterday to deal with a blaze in the city's landfill. Most jurisdictions are increasing their fire danger as well. Lolo National Forest among those that increased to a high fire risk yesterday. Yellowstone National Park implementing new fishing restrictions to protect their native trout. The hoot owl restrictions start at 2 p.m. in the afternoon, continue daily until sunrise. Fishing prohibited on the Madison and Firehole Rivers, as well as portions of the Gibbon River. Park biologists say water temperatures have been going up pretty dramatically over the past few days. You could argue that St. Patrick's Day is the biggest day in the mining city, but this weekend has to be a close second with the return of the Montana Folklife Festival. Tom O'Neill has the details of a huge weekend of music and fun that kicks off this afternoon.
Tens of thousands of music fans are expected to descend on Butte over the weekend as the annual Montana Folk Festival officially gets underway Friday afternoon. With temperatures expected in the mid-90s, festival goers are advised to bring water bottles and to stay hydrated and to leave their pets at home. The festival will run through Sunday evening, and although there is no charge, a $25 donation per person per day is suggested. In Butte, for the Montana State News Network, I'm Tom O'Neill.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app or visit montanastatenews.com.